Pro-life leaders announce national summit on post-Roe future in U.S. by Dr. Susan Berry on August 1, 2019. A group of pro-life and pro-family organizations announced Thursday the first-ever national pro-life summit, dedicated to equipping citizens for an America that is post-Roe v. Wade and prepared to assist mothers and babies. Students for Life of America, SFA, and the Heritage Foundation, along with their respective political action arms, will join Live Action and Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, in sponsoring the summit that is themed History Maker, Casting a Vision for a Post-Roe Future. The event will convene on January 25, 2020, the day after the annual March for Life on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. ADF Senior Counsel Kevin Terrio explained that, through the summit, the pro-life community is mobilizing the nation to embrace a post-Roe world by establishing pregnancy centers, adoption providers, and multiple support systems for mothers with unplanned pregnancies. The History Maker Pro-Life Summit will also provide training for citizens in apologetics, strategy, and public policy, along with access to some of the most significant leaders for life who are active today. SFLA President Kristen Hawkins, who will be one of the speakers headlining the summit, explained in a statement, "The summit is part of our preparation for the day when abortion returns to the states and when Americans can have a voice and a vote for life. The pro-life generation will be history makers as their defense of the vulnerable tips the scales of justice in favor of life," she said, adding, "The summit's leaders know that Roe v. Wade will become a historical footnote in our nation." A poll released in January by SFLA found 70% of millennials support limits on abortion, with 42% opposing abortion broadly and 28% supporting limits through specific policies such as parental notification, restrictions on late-term abortions, and opposition to taxpayer funding of abortion. Additionally, only 7% of millennials polled supported abortion without any exceptions and funded by tax dollars, the position embraced by the Democrat Party. Other prominent pro-life leaders headlining the event will be Live Action President Lila Rose, ADF President Michael Ferris, and Heritage Foundation Vice President of the Institute for Family, Community, and Opportunity Dr. Charmaine Yest. Additionally, the summit will feature former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, R., author and daughter of Vice President Mike Pence, Charlotte Pence, and NFL Super Bowl champion Matt Burke. Jessica Anderson, Heritage Action Vice President, said her organization has been working in the halls of Congress and across America to fight for life and liberty for every American, including the unborn. Heritage Action also leads a robust grassroots following of over 500,000 activists who are dedicated to holding Congress accountable to conservative principles, she added. Information about registration for the summit event can be found here.